Now you can see why I have the great good fortune and high honor to have as a sibling professionally, as well as a colleague and a friend, Alan Fletcher. So thank you so much, Alan. We at the Institute are proud to be such partners with the Aspen Music Festival and School. 1949 was a seminal year. After a coup in Czechoslovakia, the Soviet communists consolidated their grip on Eastern Europe, and various families that loved freedom fled Europe and came to the United States, including, in 1949, the family of Joseph Korbel and his very young daughter, Madeline, who came to Colorado, where Professor Korbel was a professor and also one of the early resources at the Aspen Institute. 1949 was also the year that the Soviet Union dropped and tested an atom bomb, surprising us all, that Alger Hiss was arrested for spying, and that the communists took over China. These things were a great shock to a United States that had just finished fighting a second world war against Germany and wanted to retreat home and, in the words of Averell Harriman, do nothing more than drink Coke and go to the movies. But we realized that we had to engage in a new global struggle, and the leaders of that time created some great institutions in that 1949 period. They knew we were fighting a struggle that was a military struggle, so they created NATO. They knew we were fighting a struggle that was partly economic, and so you had the Bretton Woods agreements with the World Bank and the Exim Bank and all of the economic institutions, the IMF, that were set up. We knew we were fighting to deliver on the notion that democracy made a better life, so they created the Marshall Plan. And we knew we were going to have to win hearts and minds, so they created institutions like Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and Voice of America. In addition, in 1949, they realized that they had to create institutions that helped us understand better the values that we were fighting for. And one of those great institutions was the Aspen Institute. It was founded with the Goethe Convocation, partly because Walter Pepke was of German heritage, and he felt that by having a celebration of Goethe and speakers like Albert Schweitzer, he could remind people that the Germans and the Americans actually shared certain humanistic values that were going to be important in the struggle that lay ahead. We're now engaged in another great global struggle, a great global struggle that on the one side has people like us who believe in the rights of the individual, in tolerance, in freedom of thought, freedom of speech, the type of things we teach in the Aspen seminar, versus those who believe in a certain fanatical version of what society must be and are willing to impose it by terrorism and jihad. Many of the institutions created in 1949 need to be upgraded and updated for this new struggle. For example, NATO no longer needs to simply guard against Soviet tanks coming through the Volga Gap. As a matter of fact, Joseph Korbel's daughter has been named the eminent person, the chair of the eminent persons group to think through what will happen to NATO in the future. Likewise, institutions like Voice of America and Radio Free Europe have to be brought up to the age of Google and YouTube and Twitter. But I do think that the Aspen Institute is still well positioned for the same struggle we've always been struggling for, which is finding the common values that we share and turning thought into action. We do it through our public policy programs, which are a place that in an era of polarization, people from all sides can come together and try to find common sense solutions. We do it through our public programs, like the Aspen Ideas Festival, where people in good faith find common ground so they can share ideas. And as before and as always, we do it through the Aspen Seminar. The Aspen Seminar that I hope all of you will take, the Aspen Executive Seminar, invented by Mortimer Adler, and I think Michael Adler is here somewhere. I just saw him. Michael? wherever you are. There's Michael Adler there, the son of Mortimer Adler, where we learn to balance the values of our society in order to live in a pluralistic society based on tolerance. That Aspen seminar is now being spread around the world, thanks to the Aspen Global Leaders Network. The Aspen Global Leaders Network started with the Henry Crown Fellowship, for which was one of the many reasons we have to thank the Crown family. Jim Gordon told me that after a gathering of the Global Leaders Network, Lester Crown said to him that this was the thing that would make his family most proud. Because of that Global Leaders Network, based on the Henry Crown program, people in 43 countries, from India to Israel, from the Palestinian territories to Panama, take the Aspen Seminar and then try to apply it in projects based on values. The people who gave us that legacy are about to speak tonight. Obviously, Henry Caddo, one of the great diplomats of the modern era, but also with his unbelievably beautiful and incomparable wife, Jessica, right here, has created the Caddo Fellowship, one of the Global Leaders Network programs for environmental, thanks to Lester, she says, for environmental leaders. Likewise, we do have Lester Crown. If you had to give a Walter Pepke Award, it'd be very hard to do it if you did not have a Lester Crown, because he is the embodiment of all the ideals that Walter Pepke stood for, especially with his wife, Renee. They embody the body, mind, and spirit of all of Aspen, for which thank you. And most importantly of all, we have Joseph Korbel's daughter, who came to Colorado in 1949 as a family, went on to become the first female Secretary of State of the United States, a trustee of the Aspen Institute, the chair of our programs committee, the chair of the Eminent Persons Group, Reinventing NATO. It's my high honor and great pleasure to introduce the Honorable Madeleine Korbel Albright.